Hi, Robert. Great to have you with us.
Hello.
Hi, Robert.
Do you think that it's ethical to be able to turn state's evidence to be able to get or light a sentence?
Well, it comes down to money and saving the state time. It's the system we have in a perfect world. That wouldn't be necessary if everyone would do the right thing. People admit things rather than the state having to have the burden of proof and having to gather the evidence. So it saves the state time and resources.
So you're saying, Robert, for the greater good, it actually is better for the community, the justice system, because it's doing the saving the time and the money for there. But what about the individual? Do you think it's ethical to be able to, first of all, be put in that situation by others? And is it ethical for that person to make that deal knowing that they may have been just as guilty, but they're going to receive the benefit of sharing information and saying, I'm going to divulge it, you're on your own?
My understanding the past several years has been to save the state money and reduce length of sentences because it's very expensive to incarcerate people, so it's very possible that they may serve a certain amount of time in minimum security prison and then get out early on good behavior, saves the state money. It's all very subjective.
If I were to submit to you, Robert, that what I heard you say is basically a takeoff on the end justifies the means, that Rick Gates can testify against Paul Manafort because it's for the greater good of the public. And because of that, the end justifies the means as it relates to how we define ethics in that particular relationship. How would you comment on that?
Each individual person's personal knowledge of whether they did right or wrong, and then you have the concept of innocent until proven guilty. So that's a whole nother thing. Each person, I think, has their own internal moral compass as to whether they're living their life in the way that is defined by their ethical standards. And then you have the interpretation of the legal system, and those are sometimes two different things.